Is it time to upgrade to a vehicle that's right for your needs today? Get all the options you need at todaysdrive.com. Brought to you by Black Press Media. We'll get you into the perfect vehicle without the struggle of hours spent trying to find what's right for you. We're here to help make your search quick and easy, connecting you with a huge inventory of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Powered by Black Press Media. Visit todaysdrive.com.
PQ Beat is the official podcast of the Parksville Qualicum Beach News. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Peter McCulley. The annual Tynemera Toy Drive for the SOS is coming up quickly. All donations will benefit the SOS Caring for Community at Christmas program, providing gifts for local children and youth, as well as grocery store gift cards for low-income families and individuals. Here to talk about that, we welcome Tynemera General Manager Paul Drummond and SOS Executive Director Susanna Newton. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Peter.
Thanks for having us, Peter.
Paul, if I'm not mistaken, the Tynemera Toy Drive is now in its 15th year?
Unbelievable, isn't it? You look back and 15 years ago, we started this event and it's grown and grown and it's remarkable.
This will be my 13th. I think we moved to Parksville when it was just a couple of years old.
You definitely got involved from the onset when you arrived, Peter, and we've appreciated your support and getting the word out. And it's just grown, as I said, that it's been remarkable.
Susanna, I know the Toy Drive is a very significant contributor to the SOS Christmas program.
It sure is. The financial donations obviously go toward providing the grocery store gift cards to low-income individuals and families. Last Christmas, we saw over 1,000 local adults, including many seniors, and provided gifts for over 1,000 children and youth. So it has significant impact for the local community. And certainly with high cost of living, there are many people out there struggling right now.
What do you do with the financial donations of gift cards and cash? How is that distributed?
This year, our financial goal is $300,000. We recognize and anticipate the needs to be greater. So we really want to make sure that we're able to assist everybody who comes to us and registers for the program. Our program coordinators are definitely seeing greater needs out there. They're very busy assisting local residents just with the very basics, food, rent, gas, prescription medications, just meeting those basic needs is what it's about for most of the residents that we support. And then Christmas time, obviously, you like to do a little bit of extra for your family if possible. Some gifts for the children and hopefully some food items that are meaningful. In addition to the toy drive, we've also always had the support of the Qualicum Beach Newcomers Club, which provides stockings for local seniors who may not have any family or friends in the area.
Paul, over the past few years, COVID has forced some modifications to the huge buffet breakfast, which is like the best community celebration that we have in the area. How is the event structured this year?
Peter, we're doing the same as we did last year. So we started a hybrid situation last year where we did bring back the big buffet. However, 2 weeks prior to the big event, from Monday to Friday, we had people come in and donate a cash or gift card or a new unwrapped toy, and we provided a complimentary traditional breakfast for them. So we're doing the same thing again this year. The dates for that will start November 13th through the 24th, Monday to Friday. Call into Cedars or come down and bring a donation, and we'll provide you with a complimentary breakfast and wish you Merry Christmas. And then culminating, obviously, with the big buffet event again this year, which is on the 29th. And that is always such a huge success. And people come out in droves. It is, as you said, it's a huge community event. Where else can you go where you actually feel like you're involved in something? And we all give and we all donate, and it's required and it's important. But this one, you actually get involved and you feel like you're part of something big.
I see people there that I only see there.
Well, you've seen me at least twice now, so we'll see you there as well.
And I usually see Santa Claus there somehow, too.
Santa's generally there. I know he's a really busy fellow this time of year, but we're hoping that he'll make an appearance. So fingers crossed that Santa shows up.
What's on the menu?
We do the traditional breakfast like we've done in the past, and for the plate service one, which is the Monday to Friday event, scrambled eggs, bacon or sausage, some hash browns, toast. We'll give you a cup of coffee. Then with the big buffet, we'll have that plus more. So come down. You've got to experience it. It's worth getting involved.
Susanna, are there specific gifts that folks can bring to the toy drive that you're often short on or might be in high demand?
Traditionally, the gifts for tweens and teens is what we're short on. We certainly appreciate all the gifts that we can put to our toy shop. It's often the younger children that people think at Christmas time and donors. For the teens and tweens, headphones, hoodies, throw blankets, hygiene kits, pajamas, gift cards, that kind of thing is really popular, and we really appreciate receiving those items.
Paul, there's something pretty obvious when you walk in the door of the Tynemera Toy Drive, and that is something that the staff looks forward to each year.
I tell you, I'm so proud of our team, Peter. This to them is the start of Christmas, and after 15 years of doing it, the tingles they get and the smiles on their face when we announce the date, and they all come out, they volunteer. We don't pay our team members to be there and participate, but they're smiling, they're directing traffic to parking spots and greeting people at the door and stacking the toys and clearing plates and restocking the buffet, and it's all done on their own time for the most part, and they love it. It's the start of Christmas, and they really feel like they're doing something very big and important for the community.
Is the Tynemera staff doing the Bikes for Tykes program again?
I can't remember if it's our fourth or fifth year, but yeah, I think we've raised about $7,000 through our team members this year. And basically the program that we have is they can sign up for an automatic check deduction. And you look at even a dollar a paycheck, that's $26 a year. But I think this year we've got about $7,000 that we've collected from our team. Last year we managed to get 25 bikes, and that's in support with the Canadian Tire. They gave us some great deals and help us get the bikes. But I think this year we'll do 25 bikes, maybe even a few more. So we're very excited, and again, just so proud of the team that they give their own money to do something this important, this big.
Now that it's a bit easier to get out and travel, albeit carefully, have you made plans for the holiday season for you and your families?
Personally, I plan to do as little as possible and not travel anywhere. By the time we finish and wrap up the Christmas program at SOS, we're all ready for our own break. So that's my plan.
For ourselves, we're fortunate. We've got two daughters and both have families and they live locally. We have to share them with the siblings' parents now, so that's a bit of a give. But to us, it's all about spending time with the family and the kids and the grandkids and just having some good family time together.
Perhaps you could recall a favorite gift receiving at Christmas?
I think back and there's not one favorite thing. And I find that as I've aged or matured, I guess is the word, the most important thing is family. There's nothing better than family, and that is the best gift, bar none.
Susanna?
I still remember. I did have a favorite toy. It was this little red doll's pram, and bless it, it lasted many years. And then as I got bigger, one day I think I decided to try to sit in it, and it didn't work so well after that.
Thank you both for being with us today, and congratulations, Paul, on the upcoming 15th Tynemera Toy Drive for the SOS.
Thanks, Peter. We're looking forward to it. We look to see the community out in droves. And if I can just add one more thing, we're also accepting donations for the Salvation Army Food Bank. I know they're struggling, like a lot of families, to provide enough food for those who need. So whatever you can do to support the Salvation Army Food Bank, we would also appreciate and accept it on their behalf.
Tynemera General Manager Paul Drummond and SOS Executive Director Susanna Newton, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us,
Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
That's this edition of PQ Beat. If you have comments or suggestions, you'll find our contact information on our website, pqbnews.com.
From hidden local hotspots to outrageous wildlife rescues and trend-setting hotels, westcoasttraveler.com shares the latest travel news from your local community and beyond. Travel the spectacular west coast of the U.S. and Canada without leaving your armchair and start taking notes for your next adventure. Make your next vacation or staycation the best it can be. Visit westcoasttraveler.com.